This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The jury is deliberating in the trial for the man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in 2021. CPR's Molly Cruz was at the courthouse for closing arguments.
During their closing arguments, prosecutors told a portrait of a man with a blossoming obsession with mass shooters and a built arsenal of weapons in his family's home, with hopes of killing as many people as possible in one setting. They stressed that up until the day of the attack, he knew right from wrong and was not insane. On the other side, defense attorneys painted a long struggle with mental illness, saying that he was hearing voices telling him to kill people. Alyssa faces a total of 55 felony charges. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
An electric vehicle battery maker in Thornton is getting a $50 million grant. CPR's Haley May reports it's part of a larger federal Department of Energy effort to strengthen the nation's battery supply chain.
With newly allocated funds from the Department of Energy, Solid Power will aim to bolster the clean energy supply chain while creating more than 100 new jobs in Colorado. Solid Power's plan also includes internships for students from local high schools, Front Range Community College, and Metropolitan State University of Denver. Haley May, CPR News.
Denver International Airport is looking for artists to decorate the West Terminal. It's part of the development of a new Center of Equity and Excellence in Aviation to create a pipeline for women and people of color who get jobs in the aviation industry. There are two large-scale art projects up for grabs. The deadline to apply is October 14th. There's infighting and disarray in Colorado's Republican Party, and that has the party's candidates frustrated.
From my stance, those guys just need to get their acts together and stop being kids. This looks like a high school. And they're like, we're more mature than that.
Election Day gets closer, and we'll hear how things are going among Colorado Republicans later in this hour. It's Morning Edition on CPR News.